You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Statistics compiled from reports of medical doctors reveal that 50 million people now suffer from sleeping disorders. Some can stay awake during the day, and many other people can't sleep at night. A half century ago, things were quite different. Back then, most people were involved in jobs which demanded physical rigor and activity. This used up their extra energy. This work and exercise help people relax in preparation for sleep. But it was also often excessive. Frequently, men returned from their jobs totally worn out. 50 years ago, women completed their domestic household chores late in the evening. They ran the washing machine. They hung the wash. They baked the bread. They cleaned the house. They kept the stove burning. And they did many, many other needed chores. As a result, these dedicated women were so exhausted that when they lay down to sleep at night, their weary bodies demanded rest. Back then, being unable to sleep at night was almost unheard of. Today, of course, it is different. We have more conveniences. Push the button over here and turn the knob over there. Sit back and watch the machines do the work. As a result, however, along with all these blessings and conveniences, comes less exercise. And on some days, our bodies are required to exert hardly any physical effort whatsoever. Consequently, energy remains bundled up with us when we crawl into bed. Thus, the battle has changed from the body to the mind. The challenge of life today is now less physical and more mental. While lying in bed at night, the mind keeps churning, questions loom, worries bear down. How will I meet my budget? What about those extra expenses which were not planned? I wonder if my son or my daughter in college is staying out of trouble. My own marriage seems to be on the rocks. Why can't I get along with my parents? And on the worry mill churns through the night. These worries and concerns are powerful forces. They are disabling. They keep millions awake into the wee hours of the morning. And when individuals miss sleep, they become edgy, they become irritable, and they become less able to cope with life. So, my friend, how is it with you? Are you uptight and filled with anxiety all through the day? Are you one of those millions unable to sleep at night because of pressures and problems and frustrations bearing down upon you? If this is true for you, then may I invite you to consider our Lord's prescription for relief offered through the words of the third psalm of the Bible. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and I slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. Now, if we rephrase this comforting section of God's word for our generation, it might be expressed something like this. My problems were so great and so many, I finally pleaded to the Lord in prayer. I didn't know what else to do. Oh, how thankful I am that the Lord answered my prayer. And then I lay down and I slept. For the first time in days, I arose in the morning refreshed. Now with this new confidence and strength from God, says the psalmist, I will have no fear even if 10,000 problems confront me. Some months ago, I spoke at an evening church service. My message was based on God's promise that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Several weeks later, I received a letter from a lady who told me that the husband of a friend of hers had had no rest at night for many days. However, after attending the service of the spoken promises of God's comfort and protection found in the Bible, and after singing Christ-centered hymns, the husband went home. He went to bed. And then he had the first good sleep in many, many days. This man heard God's promises of help and protection. He responded by faith to the invitation which Jesus extends also to us. Come unto me. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, what therapy for the souls exists in the Savior's words and Christ-centered hymns. Consider the challenges you are now facing. Then let the God-inspired words of the hymn writer bring hope and joy and relaxation to your heart. Listen to the hymn writer's consoling Bible-based words. When in the hour of utmost need, we know not where to look for aid, when days and nights of anxious thought, nor help nor counsel yet have brought, then this our comfort is alone, that we might meet before thy throne, and cry, O faithful God, to thee, for rescue from our misery. For thou hast promised graciously to hear all those who cry to thee, through him whose name alone is great, our Savior and our Advocate. And thus we come, O God, today, and all our woes before thee lay. Sorely tried, cast down we stand, perplexed by fears on every hand. Be with us in our anguish still, free us at last from every ill. Oh, those are the beautiful words of the hymn writer. Scores of people need this simple, God-given, and Christ-centered faith at this hour. Oh, some, however, seek help in the wrong places. There are those who seek their answer to life in nostalgia, the burning desire to turn the clock back. Adults often envy children and teenagers. Oh, to be young again, they feel. Those were the good old days. No worries, no anxieties, no sleepless nights while being a teenager, no bills to pay, no fights, no pressure. And on the dreaming goes. However, if you are an adult today, and if you believe this, then, my friend, let me tell you, things have changed. Reliable studies conducted by competent sociologists indicate that one of the greatest fears of teenagers of our generation is that their parents might divorce. This fear affects their sleep. This fear affects their studies and their entire social life. A study was recently conducted by Wallerstein and Kelly. Two-thirds of the teenagers interviewed said their parents had an unhappy marriage. However, these same teenagers overwhelmingly preferred to live with their parents in an unhappy marriage instead of going through the trauma of divorce. These teenagers were only reemphasizing a fear reported in a cover story of the U.S. News and World Report. The writer observed that many teens suffer from stress and depression, which results from being bounced from parent to parent after divorce. So now I ask you, if these volatile conditions reported in the public press reflect feelings of our present teen population, and there's no reason to doubt them, then are adults still willing to say, oh, to be a teenager again? I sincerely doubt it. And of course, it used to be that in divorce, the mother made every effort to keep the children. But now, surprise, more and more divorce court proceedings reveal that in many cases, today's mothers are often totally unconcerned about what happens to their own children. We are reminded of the words of the prophet Isaiah, who stated, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb?" This possibility that a parent would abandon its own flesh and blood is absolutely frightening to a teenager today. No wonder teenagers are joining the millions of adults who experience sleepless nights plus uncontrolled nightmares. Oh, how blessed of God then through his prophet Isaiah to add his consolation and assurance to teenagers and little children today. Even these mothers, the Lord says, may forget you, but I will never forget you. Behold, God says to teenagers and young children, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Mail we have received from listeners indicates that young people and teenagers do listen to our program. And so it is my sincere prayer that if you are a little child or a teenager listening to my voice today, and if you are facing family or personal problems, and if you are seeking peace and help and assurance, then with simple trust in God's promises recorded in the Bible, be open to the consolation of the psalmist who says to you, I was crying to the Lord. He answered me. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. Oh, examinations in school can be tough and tensions build up. But when the exam is over, you as a student are so greatly relieved. Oh, how good you feel. It's now time to celebrate, time to rejoice with friends. This, you see, is the same type of happiness and relief, this same escape from stress and tension God is offering you in your personal life. For this reason, the psalmist is speaking words of encouragement to you when he says, "Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he will sustain you." This means, of course, lose no more sleep. Don't panic. Have no fear. Don't lie in your bed worrying at night. And there is no need to play the radio to keep you company into the wee hours of the morning. Jesus said, "Worry will never do anyone any good." God is bigger than all your problems, and God can carry your problems for you. In fact, God wants to carry your burdens and your worries. Oh, God is your loving Father, and he wants to treat you as his very special child. And so may I strongly encourage you to talk to your Lord every day. Express yourself in prayer. Find a quiet place where you can be alone and pray freely, as if you were speaking to your best friend. Pour out your heart. As a teenager, may God's promises to you, spoken through the prophet Zechariah, encourage your heart to offer up daily prayer. "They will call on my name," says the Lord, "and I will hear them. I will say, 'They are my people.' And they will say, 'The Lord is my God.'" Yes, dear young people, you need no special talents to qualify. Special exam scores are not required before God accepts you. God takes you with love just as you are. He accepts your failings, your sins, and all of your mistakes. Jesus has prepared the way. He has gone ahead of you to break down any barriers that now exist between you and your God. And now, may I also ask, have you ever wondered as a young person what the symbol of the Christian cross really means? Many people wear this symbol, but very few people understand what is behind this powerful symbol of hope. Let me explain. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, his innocent death broke down the wall of sin that separates you from your heavenly Father. Jesus' death on the cross was the special, perfect sacrifice that Jesus made to pay for your sins and mistakes and shortcomings. And now God the Father has accepted this perfect sacrifice of the bloody death of his Son as a complete payment and atonement for all of your sins and all of your mistakes and all of your failures. And now you and God can be friends again, even when others let you down. Yes, even if your own parents couldn't care less about you, your heavenly Father is always at your side. He is your friend. God is your strength. He is your Savior. In God, there is perfect forgiveness for your mistakes and failures. In God, there is an exciting future and a special hope for you. This is also why the psalmist in our text for today says with excitement and confidence, "Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." Oh, you may feel down and bad. Your life may seem helpless. But Jesus, who rose from the dead on Easter morning, has the power to lift up your head and to transfer his resurrection power and joy to you. The third psalm, the one I'm using as a basis for the message of hope and encouragement to you today, is called A Morning Prayer of Trust in God. And so, whenever you need help and direction for your day, take your Bible and pray this psalm, Psalm 3. And of course, there is another positive thing to consider. 500 years ago, there was a man who led a reform movement in the church. Oh, this man was opposed. He was vilified. He was cursed. Many of his own friends left him. Scores of individuals considered this man an absolute fool. At one point, he was considered a common criminal. And anyone, imagine this, anyone could have killed him without any fear of punishment. Now, wouldn't you say that this man had a lot of pressures and problems and frustrations? Yes, his name was Martin Luther, And for his help every day, he wrote a prayer which he used every morning. You may be interested in getting a copy for yourself for you to use for help and strength. The prayer goes like this. I thank thee, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray thee that thou wouldest keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please thee. For into thy hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let thy holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen. And now, my friend, do you feel that you could use a copy of this prayer for help and encouragement in your own life? Would you like a copy? If you would, then at the end of this program, write us and request a free copy of this message. The prayer will be included. Oh, how blessed it is to get a good night's sleep. But as many people today know, this doesn't happen for millions. The devil, oh, that devil works hardest on our minds when we go to bed. Frustrations in life may seem insignificant when we are awake. But these same concerns, when we take them to bed, they are transformed into giants of fear. We worry about them. These little things are transformed by the devil, and they become monsters, monsters of anxiety and fear. We worry, and we can't sleep. It is at this point that we must cry out with the confidence of the psalmist and say, Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. Oh, yes, my friend, take your worries to bed with you no more. Cast all your cares upon Jesus, for he cares for you. God is bigger than all of your problems, all of your problems combined. He has already given up his Son to die for your sins and mistakes. And if God has done this, as the Bible says, will he not also then take care of all your other needs? Oh, yes, he will. Go to bed then at night with the comfort of the psalmist. God will take care of you. He is your shield. And then arise in the morning refreshed and exclaim with the psalmist, God is my power. I can now face 10,000 difficulties and enemies. God grant this power to you today in Jesus' glorious resurrection. Amen.